I mentioned that today is the feast of St. Aelred of Rivo. Aelred was born in Hexham, beautiful town, again, worth a visit up there. I like Northumbria. It's a very holy place as well. A lot of it, Christian history up there. Aelred, bright young man, he went and worked as a page, as a boy, young man, for the Scottish royal family. It's the way people were trained into taking on higher responsibility. The king in Scotland, his best friend became the king, wanted to make him a bishop. He didn't want to be a bishop. When he was 24, he became a monk at the new monastery, a Cistercian monastery at Rivo, brand new then. By the end of his life, he was the abbot of Rivo, and there were 300 monks working there. So Aelred was a great writer. He has been called the English St. Bernard. He died when he was only 57 of kidney disease, and it was on this day that he died. Why is he famous? Well, he was a great writer. And one of the greatest books he wrote was on friendship. He examined friendship and what it meant. And he said there are three kinds of friendship. Friendship cannot just be Christian charity. Of course there's Christian charity. That's where we respect other people. Doesn't mean we have to like them. You love people. You treat them appropriately with Christian charity. But it doesn't mean you have to like them. That's just sometimes too hard. The chemistry ain't right. The result of treating everyone the same is that you don't have any friends. I mean, that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, that's an irony. That you could be in a Christian community and not have any friends. It reaches its sort of summit when the abbot of a monastery was not expected to always be with the same monks. They would change who they were sitting next to every day, so there was no suggestion of favouritism. Well, okay. But even so, people still have friends. And Aelred said, I have people that I really get on well with. They're my friends. That's the way it is. And he took as an example our Lord Jesus, who had his friend, who was John, wasn't it? The beloved disciple. He just clicked with him. It just gelled. That's the way it goes. We sometimes find that, don't we? I sometimes think it's more difficult for men. I don't know. Perhaps that's just me because I'm a man and I feel sorry for myself. But I always get the impression that ladies have their own circle of friends. Don't you, gentlemen? You find that? I phoned up a friend last night and his wife had had her friends around and they were all playing cards and he was just exiled to the kitchen. Fine. But for men, I sometimes think it's more difficult. But very rarely, occasionally, I can count them on the fingers of one hand, on the two fingers of one hand, I think, where I've come across another man that I just perfectly match and we really get on as soon as we meet. Kindred spirits. Sadly, one of them died pretty young. The other guy, we're busy married men and we're not particularly friends, but whenever I meet him, we have a great time. That's the way it is. And I don't know why it is. It's just we click. Aelred said there are three kinds of friendship and be aware of each kind. The first kind, carnal friendship. Lustful eyes looking at beautiful bodies, he called it. Well, Pope John, this is in all of us, isn't it? Just can't help it. Somewhere along the line, that's the way things are. We just need to control ourselves. And there are ways of controlling ourselves. Saint Pope John Paul II used to say, you can look, but don't lust. God has made beautiful things. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't lust. Respect. Second kind of friendship that you come across is worldly friendship. I'm sure we've all come across this. And St. Aelred said, yeah, that's about what you can get out of the friendship. People want something from you and they'll be friendly with you, won't they? Have we all felt betrayed sometimes? Someone's really friendly. You've got something they want or something. And you help them. Never hear from them again. Once they've got what they want, that's sad. Disappointing, isn't it? We feel let down by that sort of thing. And then that final kind of friendship, the spiritual friendship, the joy of being a kindred spirit. It's not a jealous friendship where you look at someone that you're friends with and because they're friendly with other people, you resent it. That's just childish. It's just the joy, the delight of being with someone you like being with. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that it all gets overlaid with our hang-ups in society and people think there's all sorts of other things going on. Well, that's just the evil world. There you are. But there's spiritual friendship. And as I say, there was spiritual friendship between John and Jesus. It's a gift of God's grace. So I'll end with Aelred's prayer on friendship. Pour into our hearts, O God, the Holy Spirit's gift of love, that we, clasping each the other's hand, may share the joy of friendship, human and divine. And with your servant Aelred, draw many to your community of love. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.